Now that we're getting a bit of taste of real summer in between some average weather, people are trying to make the most of that, and the fact we've got warmer currents keeping our water warmer.
With some incidents and tragic situations, as I mentioned, in New South Wales, there have been renewed calls for swimming to be taught in schools. If that were to happen, should there be lessons taught at the beach?
It is an important thing for people to be taught water safety and confidence in all water environments. Particularly, we know how quickly the water changes at the beach, and onshore breeze comes on, the waves surf, it's louder, you can't see the bottom, and if you do get smashed by a wave, you can become disorientated very quickly.
Of course, rips have been high concern again this year. How many beaches sort of in this part of the world are renowned for having rips?
Just about every beach will have a rip, but it will depend on the prevailing conditions. So, again, on average days, you may not see or feel anything, but if those conditions change, then we may get a flash rip compared to some beaches which will have fixed rips, which are always there.
We know we have to swim between the flags. Can you tell me how surf lifesavers define where those flags are put?
The patrol captain and the team on the day will have a look at the beach and the conditions, and also look at the weather forecast. And based on that and the users, they'll determine the safest area of the beach to swim. And they'll also look at, well, if there's going to be a good surf on that day. Well, we know the surfers are going to want to use a certain area of the beach, so try to let them have that so they can have their fun. But also then have a bit of a buffer zone and have a safe swimming area for families and other visitors to the beach.
Do the majority of people do the right thing?
The majority do, yes. And it's always a challenge, particularly if you've got a really busy day at the beach. But again, as we say, the safest area to swim is between the flags because it's where we have dedicated resources to keep an eye on you. But we are, our members do do roving patrols, and they will go up and down and sweep the beaches, either walking or with vehicles or with IRBs, just to keep an eye on other people at neighbouring beaches as well.
What are some other things to remember heading to the beach this weekend?
The big one is just plan your trip. Be aware what the weather's going to do, so whether you'll take appropriate equipment with you. So if it's going to blow offshore, you're not going to use inflatable toys, or if you're a novice, to using kayaks or things like that. When you do go, just assess the conditions. If you're not sure what the hazards may be, ask a lifesaver or ask a local and see what it is. And be aware of your own ability as well. So it always helps. Again, if you're caught in a rip, swim parallel to the beach is been a focus.